Bob Rivers in the morning, the No Repeat Workday, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Beatles Week. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
All right, what was the result? Should Amazon be able to be .amazon, and should the whole .com.biz domain name thing be opened up to more people? What did people say?
Well, we've got some computer people who are chiming in, thankfully. Here's one. We currently already have an issue with domain names being wanted by several entities, and only certain groups are able to obtain them, forcing others to use more obscure domains. I think what Joe is trying to say, that if we start letting people use anything they want for a domain suffix, then there will be more incorrect and misdirecting URLs than we have now, and it'll just become more confusing with people being redirected to the wrong websites. Someone else says, I'm with Bob 100%. Someone else says,
I like those people.
Yeah.
That person, because there's one.
There's lots of them.
Joe, more domains means more poaching and confusion. How can you tell the difference between joebryant.com and food.joebryant.com? You wouldn't know which was which. It would be a nightmare.
Exactly.
Somebody else says, the reason that .amazon is a bad idea is because some a-hole with buy.apple and .microsoft and everything else to force those companies to pay an arm and a leg.
Yeah, but these people don't know. There's already a governing board and a mechanism where the correct entity wins in a dispute about the domain name. So only the correct entity would end up with the domain name, because that's already been dealt with by the internet.
Someone says, I'm with Joe. Someone says, what's the reason we chose .com to begin with? What does it stand for?
So commerce.
All the way back. There you go. Somebody else says, if they allowed any suffix, that would eliminate squatters because there would be so many names to choose from. So that's a positive.
Yeah, it would be a positive.
Yeah.
Or a negative. Joe, you might be right.
Yeah,
the whole collapse, the structure could collapse.
Too much.
The internet would go from this super organized, polite, orderly place that it is now to something that's rather chaotic.
Where am I?
Don't let that happen.
Caller Bob from Snohomish. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I would agree with Joe. I've got to admit, I think he's spot on, simply because a couple of my comments, I used to be with Frontier, and it was, I just went past a policeman, and...
Hands-free, I hope.
Yes. Anyway, I used to be with Frontier, and it was frontier.com, then it went to frontier.net, or it changed around, and my point is, if you, Bob, if you say, hey, I'm going to be beekeeper, you know, is it going to be beekeeper... dot Rivers, beekeeper dot Bob.
It's going to be whatever I tell you it is.
Yes, but then I'm not going to remember, and I'm going
to
go,
this would make it easier to remember. If I said beekeeper dot Bob Rivers, if you want to know about beekeeping.
Look how confusing it gets when there's too many choices.
It's a.
I'm just saying right now I only have to try to remember .com, .net, .gov, and if I go, okay, it's Bob Rivers something, right, then I only have three choices. But if you say, okay,
all right, you know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to do what I do with my wife. You're absolutely right. All right, thanks for calling.
I agree.
I agree with you.
No.
You might think
Bob's going to start yes-dearing everybody.
Well, yes, dear.
That's because they're right.
Yes, Joe, you're right. Jason Sudeikis is getting some press for what he's been saying about Olivia Wilde. Are they married? No,
they are engaged.
They're engaged. Okay.
His workout program.
Anyway, this is kind of funny. He says that he's lost weight. How much weight has he lost?
It's, you know,
15 pounds.
Yeah.
20 pounds.
Who cares about that?
Well, 20 when you're, you know, he had a little.
When you're dating Olivia Wilde, I guess it matters.
Right.
She's hot. He says the reason he's lost weight is because they have sex like Kenyan marathon runners.
With no shoes and lots of people watching and cheering them on?
I don't know.
I don't think that's what he means.
I think he means that they have a marathon sex life. He said that a while ago, and in the August issue of Elle magazine, he once again credits his bedroom romps with his drop-dead gorgeous fiance as helping him lose weight. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but I have a calorie app.
Uh-huh.
And that I look up the calories. Was I ever that fanatical? Yeah. You, I'll let you guess.
Nothing says romance like, hang on, let me
hang
log
on, honey,
this.
Let me enter this. Did you ever look up sex on the app?
I've got to assume it would vary wildly. Depending
Whip
on,
it out.
I don't have my phone on me right now.
It's not what I was talking about. No.
I mean, I'm assuming there's all kinds of levels of sex. It's like the treadmill. You know, what level are you putting it on? Are you
is
doing?
Is she on an incline? How fast?
I believe I actually read that yes, sex burns calories
like crazy,
but not the kind of calories that lose you tens of pounds.
Vigorous cardiovascular activity at interval spurts is the best way to lose
it
weight.
It is. However, like I know, like for example. Climbing rattlesnake, with you start, you stop, you stop, you start. That's pretty vigorous. It took us an hour and a half, and it burned 700 calories.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So, the amount of sex you would have 1 pound is six. I mean, I don't want to get into the math with you, but
thank you.
This will bring down the whole internet. Mm-hmm. But the amount of sex you would have is 6,000 calories to burn 1 pound. How many times would you I'm going to look in here to see how many times you would have to have sex. I'm going to put it, I have only breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack. Should I choose snack?
Go ahead.
That's a good idea.
And I don't know if it's in the database, but I'm going to just enter sex. Do you think it'll come up?
Isn't there an activities portion on this app?
It says sex on the beach. That's a drink.
It's a drink. Right.
I'm sorry, but all sex is not the same.
Thank you.
I understand that. So now I'm going to search intercourse. Hang on.
There's a great pancake house in Pennsylvania.
That's an intercourse PA, yeah.
Why does Almond Joy Creamer by International Delight come up?
Because he's a lucky man.
Oh, it's international.
I've done that move before. It's very difficult.
Right.
It's got a difficulty right. rating of 8.
It's not in the app. Yes, Eric.
I've got it if you need it.
Eric Corman can look it up.
Well,
how many calories do you burn? Typical sex.
Okay. Well, first of all.
As the people who help people, they call them missionaries, do it.
Right.
As the
can you plug
miners,
in?
Miner, as opposed to, you know, the people that go into the mines.
Can you plug in? I've known her for 20 years, and it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, according
put
to.
Put on weight doing that. Yeah.
First of all, it's 3,500 calories is 1 pound, not 6,000.
I thought it was 6,000.
Nope. 3,500.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So it's not as bad as you think. According to Women's Day. They say that your typical encounter is about 144 calories an hour.
Right, there you go.
But
an hour.
An hour. But if you add moaning and sighing,
2 minutes at a time, Spike's doing the math.
That's about a month worth. Yeah.
If you add extra moaning and sighing, that can add about an extra 18 to 30 calories.
Right.
But if you really want to burn calories, you need to. Squat and bounce up and down, and that can be 207 calories in 30 minutes.
In 30 minutes. So the most you can burn off with, let's face it, a young, rigorous workout is one cookie.
Right. The issue, as a texter is pointing out, it's not that it's the actual physical cardiovascular act. It's just that he's distracted because... he's always with her in bed.
And I maintain that the time he thinks about hopping into the sack with a beautiful woman is time you don't feel like a cookie
and
a roast beef sandwich.
Right, not eating.
Yes.
I still think it might be the fact that he pins numbers to his shirt and runs around, you know, really... people cheer. There's a yellow tape at the end when you're done. They put a wreath on your head.
What?
Canyon Runner Marathon.
Oh. I see.
Didn't work first time, didn't work.
Anyway,
it's a shame.
But I do. I also think he'd set it for the interview for the magazine.
She is
so that we would talk about the article.
She is a very beautiful woman. I'm sure that they do it a lot. Congratulations.
All right. Evan Rachel Wood. Who is she?
Evan Rachel Wood. You would know her from True Blood as the Queen of New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
She's married now to Jamie Bell.
And they're expecting a child.
Mm-hmm.
She was at one time the partner of Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
She's always been a bit of a freaky kid.
She has tweeted that because she's pregnant, she has given up the green bud. And she really misses it. And do you give it up when you're pregnant? Well, you give it up when you're pregnant because you don't want any in the kid, right?
Right.
It's not because of the smoking aspect, because you could have a brownie, but you still, you just don't want to take it. You want your kid to be...
Right.
You want those clean.
You want your kid to be able to get into the fire department right away from age 6 months.
Yeah, right.
You want to be clean living once you're carrying a baby.
Smart, good people do, yeah.
What did you have to give up when you're pregnant, ladies, besides pot? Wine, liquor? Is there anything you gave up that's not a typical thing? Skydiving?
Probably wouldn't want to do that, although some have, I'm sure.
Well, there's a couple levels of this. There are things that you don't do because you don't want to, like, fall and injure the
hurt
child
yourself,
inside you.
Right.
Like when I was in Singapore when I was 5 months pregnant and everybody's riding scooters. I really wanted to ride a scooter,
right.
You know, but I was like, oh, of course I'm going to get on this friggin' scooter.
I'm going to fall.
I'm going to slam right into a wall.
It's going to be tragic.
Because that's how my life goes. But then there are things that you give up because it's on a list of things you give up, like sushi, brie.
Why? Hold on. Now this is what I'm interested in. Why sushi?
Because they're afraid that there would be some sort of weird thing in the fish. Around here, we get good, clean fish. But like, if you're in, you know,
okay,
middle of the country,
brie is cheese. Why would you give up cheese?
There are certain cheeses that you can't have. You can't have unpasteurized stuff.
Oh, I didn't. This is all stuff I don't know. I don't know anything about being pregnant.
I had a friend.
No, you don't.
Friend
who said luckily, I'm here.
I had a friend who went off for meds.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want the meds in her bloodstream while the baby's... I mean, you're building a human.
Of course no meds. I had to give up my Ambien.
Did you give up anything out of sympathy? As a male, do you give up things up?
Nope. I do nothing. I basically just sat there and said, wow, I wouldn't want to be you.
You're getting fat. You know that?
I didn't say that. In fact, she was self-conscious, but I loved the, I was into the whole... nurturing, feeling, kicking, all of that, you know.
Thanks.
I loved it because it wasn't me. If it was me, I'd feel like I was in a science fiction movie. Get this thing out of me.
Here's the things to avoid. Caffeine, alcohol, dairy products like unpasteurized milk, cider, soft cheeses like camembert, feta, brie, shark, mackerel, swordfish, tilefish, no sushi, no shellfish, unwashed fruits and vegetables, raw and undercooked meat, raw eggs. Certain herbs like basil, parsley, and cinnamon, not good for digestion. And that's it.
All right. Remember a few years back, it was a fad. It still exists. It was a little controversial. The Asian foot spa treatment of putting your feet into a bowl full of water that had fish in it,
mm-hmm.
and they would peck at your feet.
I did that.
They clean your feet.
A lady came in.
We had a lady come into the studio, and you did that live on the air over at the old CBS station.
Place in Kent, and they shut the place down after a couple weeks.
Well, here they shut them down for hygienic reasons because they said that, you know, if someone's eating off your feet, then they ate off 18 other people's feet. Hello?
Right.
Might not be the cleanest thing. And fish don't enjoy, we're just going to change the water every time, and we're going to scrub those fish's mouths with Purell.
Yeah, sure.
So, but believe it or not, this stayed a trend. I don't know if it's still happening, but when my wife and I were in Indonesia, there were all the places had it out front with the fish, and everybody did it. Will this one become a fad? It's called a snail facial. A Japanese clinic takes live snails. They say they are an elixir for youthful and beautiful skin. And the snail facial launched at a spa in central Tokyo. The therapist, by the way, they'll call anybody a therapist. The person who puts snails on your face, what kind of training does that
slugologist
take?
No, the face!
The therapist places the snails directly onto your face while you're in a recliner and allows the mollusks to move at random, leaving trails of mucus slime all over your face. You know what? You women, you might go for this. I don't know. Jody's got a look on her face that...
you'd have to pay me a lot of money. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it, but you'd have to pay me $1,000. Right.
The secreted snail mucus... Ugh. Contains a beauty-boosting cocktail of proteins, antioxidants, and hyaluronic acid, which actually helps the skin retain moisture, reduces inflammation, And while they're doing this, they remove some dead skin. Ugh. I guess it sticks to them.
Gross.
$1,000, huh?
Yeah.
I'm starting a Kickstarter right now.
Yoko Minami, a sales manager at the clinical salon, says this is the only place in Japan you can try a live snail facial. So we're going to take predictions today because this is the first one.
And they just opened Tuesday, I think. So they've been in business like 2 days.
Two predictions. Will we continue to hear about this? Will this exist anywhere else? Or is this just someone's attempt to do something really weird and this is the last we'll ever hear of it? That's one, yes or no. And then will we be doing a story? Como News reports that...
in Kent.
In Kent.
The beauty capital of the Northwest.
Nothing doing.
Lucky Mrs. Foot Sluggo has announced a snail section.
Nothing doing.
So it'll never happen here.
No.
Will the story appear anywhere else, or is it a one-timer, Jody?
No.
It's a one-timer. Joe?
Mike, if it doesn't work, there's two things we have no shortage of here. Women who want to look better and snails. I mean, this is a natural. This could be a hotbed.
Whoa.
I mean,
I would call it Sluggo's.
Yeah. Right.
Sluggo's House of Beauty.
I'm telling you.
Jody said $1,000.
Are you willing to put up the money, really?
No, they have to pay me $1,000 and I would do it.
Tony, we're going to kickstart.
Kickstarter.
Yep.
If this works, if this makes wrinkles go away, if this makes skin smooth, you know, what's different than caking your face with mud or something?
If we set up a Kickstarter, and the $1,000 goes to Animal Rescue, and our listeners make donations to Animal Rescue, will you do it as a radio stunt?
How long do I have to have the snails on my face?
We'll ask an expert.
I don't know. Let me think about it.
We have to have an actual dermatologist say how long, and yes, if the proceeds go to the Humane Society.
It'd be slugs. We'd be...
Yes.
All right.
That's kind of gorgeous.
You know, usually we say, we know you'll do it. What's your price? She's already stated a price.
I love it.
Okay, snail slime. In Tokyo, in this district, they have 5 resident snails. They're actually trained snail therapists, the snails.
Big Mo.
They keep them in a container. They feed them organic vegetables, including carrots, komatsuna greens, spinach, and Swiss chard. So these snails, it's not just any snail you picked up off the street.
That's what I ate last night.
The snails were brought from an organic snail breeder in Japan.
Texter says they did it on the Today Show yesterday.
This is a thing.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. So it's not the only time we heard of the story.
No.
Will it happen here?
Yeah, I'm still saying no.
You're saying no. Yeah. Joe?
Somebody says in Korea they do it with snail juice. They distill the juice and put it in a face mask.
There are
a lot of Asian people in this area. If this is working, then it's going to come
here. It's going to come here.
Yeah.
They even have a name for it. The Celebrity Escargot Course. It costs 161 L with a line through it. What kind of money is that, Eric Corman?
It's the yen. It's worth $243 to be exact.
It costs $240 to do it?
Yeah. And some dermatologists have studied this already. ABC News talked to a bunch of them. And what they said is it could work for a short time to make your skin look better, but it doesn't permeate the outer layer of your skin, so it doesn't do any lasting good for you. And it's better just to moisturize and apply sunscreen.
So they didn't poo-poo it, but they didn't say it was all that good either, like almost every beauty treatment out there.
Yeah.
It's a temporary way to feel good while you're at a spa.
Well, and they said that some people might actually have an allergic reaction to the snails, so buyer beware.
By the way, it's only 1 hour, 60 minutes. It's only 60 minutes. And you can add one snail, extra one, for $100 for an extra 5 minutes.
The snails, by the way, are carefully monitored by the registered snailologist. And she gives them a little tug and moves them if they try to go anywhere too near your mouth, your nostrils, or your eyes.
There's a snail wrangler professional on hand.
Gross.
People report their face feels cooler and plumper. By the way, when was the first time this was done?
Probably years ago.
400 BC.
Yeah.
Hippocrates mixed crushed mollusks with sour milk and rubbed them on a skin.
You know, I don't think it would show up here because, yes, we do have quite a large Asian population, but we do not have the vanity of, like, New York and L.A. You know, we don't do the crazy things.
Right.
You don't see people walking around here with, like, the insane amounts of plastic surgery that you see in other places. We don't go for that.
Katie Holmes has done this.
Of course. Tom told her it was the right thing to do.
All right. We'll keep you posted. Jody says no way in the Pacific Northwest. So please, you folks, keep an eye on it. 9:25. Up next, gold. Where does gold come from? Jody will tell you. Tina Turner got married yesterday. How old do you think Tina Turner is? We'll tell you. The student loan interest rates, remember they were going to increase?
Yeah, they're going
to
double.
Good news if you need a student loan.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Sir Paul McCartney will play the historic first concert ever at Safeco Field. And it's sold out. The only way in is with 95.7 KJR. Listen in the 5 o'clock hour with Steve Slayton for your shot at being a part of Seattle history. We are 95.7 KJR.
Hey, folks, do me a favor. Give my friends at Keel Mortgage a call at 888-778-KNINENL. If you're a homeowner that's maybe underwater in your mortgage, or maybe you're paying higher than you'd like to in the interest rate, some great stuff's available right now. Call Keel, and they'll take a look at your particular situation. They could save you $100 every single month. But you got to call. You'll never know. You think maybe it's out of your reach? Keel will tell you exactly where you stand. 888-778-KNINENL. Keel Mortgage, Washington State, CL number 53969.
With over 6,000 performances, he was voted Classic Rock's best live show. July 19th and 20th, the Emerald Queen Casino welcomes
the Ten Fingers of Doom,
Ted Nugent. Got you on a stranglehold, baby. You're gonna crush your baby. Tickets for Ted Nugent on sale now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino. Hey, baby. A Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, July 19th and 20th, only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Hi, I'm Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford in Issaquah. Our showroom is full. Our main lots are full. Even our storage lots are full. The factory has sent us a huge allocation of F-150 Crew Cab V8 4x4 pickups. We have King Ranch, XLT, Lariats, 4x4s. We must sell 100 of these trucks immediately. Here's the good news. You can choose from hundreds of these trucks at $12,000 off MSRP. You heard me right, folks. $12,000 off MSRP on the best-selling truck in the United States. The F-150. And here's some more good news. 80 new Ford Escapes to choose from at $6,000 off MSRP. Your choice. But you have to hurry. When these vehicles are gone, so are the record-shattering prices. It's the Summer Spectacular Sale going on now at Evergreen Ford. So remember, $6,000 off MSRP on every new Escape and $12,000 off MSRP on F-150. The deals are now at Evergreen Ford. Check us out at evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
As Captain Barrett's wife, I'm known for my volunteer work. But at home...
Hey, you ate all the cookies. Wasn't me.
I'm known for my amazing chocolate chip cookies. And that's fine with me.
We know home is at the heart of every military family. That's why we founded Armed Forces Insurance. To protect the property of our fellow servicemen and women. Call 1-800-633-2006 for a no-obligation auto, home, or renter quote. Or visit www.afi.org. At Armed Forces Insurance, our mission is you.
What do you want from your bank? How about more? At KeyBank, we're your key to more. Right now, we'll give you $200 when you open a qualifying checking account and make one direct deposit of $500 or more within 60 days. Then, when you enroll in KeyBank Relationship Rewards, you'll earn points for everyday transactions, online bill pay, using your debit card, and more. We go way beyond ordinary credit card rewards programs, so points add up fast for even more rewards. Your $200 is waiting. Visit a KeyBank branch or go to key.com/200 for all conditions and requirements. Member FDIC.
You count on AT&T to help you do more at work, at home, and the places in between. We're committed to being the carrier you can rely on, and we're pleased to report that AT&T has been ranked number one in Seattle by RootMetrics, sharing the award for highest overall call, text, and data performance. Our goal is to provide you with the best wireless experience possible, whether you're making a call, streaming a video, or just texting a friend. AT&T works hard to be sure that you can count on us. AT&T. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get the Samsung Galaxy S4 Active, featuring everything you love about the GS4, only it's whateverproof, for $199.99. Visit att.com or store for details.
Ranking based on RootMetrics Seattle Root Score Report June 2013. Your experience may vary. For more information, visit RootMetrics.com. Limited time phone offer requires new 2-year agreement with qualifying voice and monthly data plan or mobile share. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. IP67 rated, water resistant and dust proof.
Horses and hoops this summer at Emerald Downs. Local basketball greats are spreading the word.
This is Aaron Brooks. We want to see you at EMD 3-on-3 this August. It's going to be a great tournament.
Hi, I'm Elgin Jacobson.
Register at EMD3on3.com by July 28th.
The inaugural EMD 3-on-3 Hoops Tournament is August 10th and 11th. EMD 3-on-3 is open to male and female players from third grade up through 40 and older. There's a 6-foot and under division. All ability levels are welcome. You may even see a celebrity team. Entry fee is $120 for a 4-person team, and each team's guaranteed 3 games.
Hey, Eldridge, quickness wins these tourneys.
What? It's outside shooting. Hitting the 3 at EMD 3-on-3.
Go to EMD3on3.com to register by July 28th. Local charities benefit, like the Auburn YMCA and the Aaron Brooks Foundation. Hit a pick 3 and hit a 3-pointer.
EMD 3-on-3 is the place to be.
You had such great goals. You joined that health club, but it's been so long you can't even remember the combination for your lock. You bought that exercise bike, that ended up on Craigslist. Why not let Super Supplements help in your pursuit of a healthy lifestyle? If you need some motivation, visit supersup.com/motivation and you could win a Super Supplements gift card. No purchase necessary, just a little push to get your summer started. Get motivated. Visit supersup.com/motivation today.
Everyone likes a story of sweet summer love, and Safeway Select Premium Ice Cream has 4 of them. 4 limited edition summertime flavors you can only get at Safeway. Try our delicious new caramel kettle corn, or our waffle cone nutty sundae, toasted s'mores, and coconut banana escape. Right now, your summer love story can be even sweeter. Any 2 cartons of Safeway Select limited edition ice cream are just $7 with your club card. There's a story on every shelf at Safeway. Ingredients for life.
The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, Highway 18 westbound east of Tiger Mountain Summit. We've got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Looks like we're also dealing with an incident northbound 405 before 520, an accident there blocking the HOV lane. And the ramps from I-90 to Bellevue Way are closed right now for a police standoff that's been going on since about 2 o'clock this morning, actually. They've got Bellevue Way and 108th closed, so police are asking you to avoid the area.
This traffic report is brought to you by Discount Tires.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. There's no need to shop around. We'll beat any price, period. And right now, get a $70 Visa prepaid card when you buy any set of 4 Michelin tires. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money.
Tina Turner got married yesterday. She's 73 years old, young. I love Tina.
Living the life in Switzerland, has been for many years.
Really?
Yeah. Guy she married much younger, but they've been going out for like 15 years, so.
What's love got to do with it? Apparently everything to Tina Turner, who finally married the guy she's been going out with for decades, Erwin Bach. Turner, 73, tied the knot with the German producer at a civil ceremony in Sweden. They've been together for 27 years, since she was 51.
Wow.
How old is he?
He looks a lot younger.
You don't know, though.
She looks a lot younger than she really is. She looks amazing.
Mm, she does.
Timeless.
They're going to have a Buddhist celebration at their home. How do Buddhists celebrate marriage?
Well, I'm sure there's some candlelight involved.
Must be. Only her second marriage, of course. Remember Ike Turner? Took her a while.
She never.
Maybe I'll marry again if I'm 73.
Wow. Wow.
Right. For now, there's only no word as to why they decided to finally tie the knot. I wonder if they did it for spousal benefits. I wonder if they did it for, you know, reasons of inheritance and things like that.
Maybe it's just a romantic gesture.
Well, could be. Sometimes people get married for that reason.
Rarer and rarer. I heard she moved to overseas with him because of taxation. It was a monetary decision on her part.
Is that why you go to Switzerland?
That's what I heard.
Eric Corman, is the Swiss tax structure... I know that people went there to hide money.
Right.
But is their tax structure beneficial to celebs?
Yes. Yeah, their rates are pretty low. They want to encourage financial transactions.
Got it. In the past, they had always said, we're married, we just haven't walked down the aisle, and we probably won't. But they finally did. Student loans... A bipartisan group of senators reached a deal yesterday evening that offers all college students better rates on loans this fall, but higher rates in future years. In other words, they kick the campus down the road. Wow, what a surprise.
It's good they did something, though.
Let's not do anything now while we have to get reelected, right?
Well, they immediately doubled, and it was going to kill kids this year. I mean, the rates doubled from...
Actually, it was going to make our colleges less crowded.
Yeah.
Because two ways to look at it.
Going to put people back to work in real blue-collar labor jobs.
So now it's like, yeah, we'll roll these back until the next election, and then maybe we'll...
Then they'll roll them back again.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah.
Did they roll them back to the pre-jump numbers?
Yeah, back to where they were.
Now, do you know what the interest rate is on a student loan?
It was in the threes.
Yeah, it's 3-something in it.
3.4 or 6.8,
right,
depending on how rich mommy and daddy are.
You have to qualify for that lower number.
Do you believe in that, gouging people just because they happen to be born to richer parents?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Well, and that's what was awful about
this. Something that'll never affect me.
Is it doubled for the people who can least afford to go in the first place?
The poorer people.
Yeah.
It's so odd that poorer people can afford things less than richer people.
Doesn't make any sense.
No,
certain people should have stuff. And certain people should have not.
We want everybody to have the same, right, Joe?
Well, you want everybody to have an opportunity for a good education in this country. In Oregon, there's talk of just letting anybody go, whether you can afford it or not. If you get the grades, you go.
I love that.
It's that simple.
Letting anybody go what?
To college, to a state university in Oregon. If you're a resident of Oregon and you graduate high school and you have the grades, the money doesn't matter. You get to go to school.
What do you mean the money doesn't matter? They let you go for free?
If you can't afford to pay.
They just let you go?
Yeah.
You have to have the grades, though.
Yes.
You need to relax that.
I agree.
It's the people without the grades who need more help than the people with grades.
Right. Stupid and poor.
Right. Stupid and poor.
Right. I'll tell you.
Let them
it
in.
Should be a stupid booster.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Lock the doors down, you stupid poor people.
In my day, they let stupid people in school.
They used to, yeah.
Yeah, now.
My day, too.
Yeah, if you had the money, it didn't much matter.
What does it feel like to know? For you and me, and maybe not Spike, he had a good IQ, but I don't think he had a grade point average to match.
Nope.
What's it like for most of us adults to know we could have never got into college based on today's standards? And how fair is it that a kid could have like a 3.6, I mean, seriously, an A-minus student can't just go to the local university?
I don't think that'll get you into the University of Washington.
Might not even get you into Central.
It'd be tough. I went to Central, and I got in because I think it was my dad wrote a letter begging. You know, it's like, please.
This is my couch.
We tried other stuff.
Look what he's done to it.
You know, nothing's taken, and I'll pay, so let him in. And they said, okay, we'll give you a chance. That was a mistake. I'd have dropped out, but, you know, it didn't take with me.
So the bipartisan agreement is going to be the final in a string of efforts that emerge from 3.4 or 6.8%. Interest rates are going up on real estate now a little bit. What are they at, like four?
Mid-fours, yeah.
Mid-fours from mid-threes.
30-year fixed, hanging around 4.5% now.
So all of this signifies an economy that is stronger. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a stronger economy? Yes, obviously a good thing.
Wouldn't it be great to be in free fall again?
Higher interest rates? It's not a good thing if you're trying to buy, you know, your first house and you were looking on the premise of a 3.5% interest rate. And now
all of a sudden it's harder. Yeah. So that'll keep housing prices from rising too fast, though. Isn't that great?
It depends on if you own a house that you're getting ready to sell. I kind of enjoyed seeing those houses prices skyrocket. Now, I'm not getting ready to sell, but it makes me feel better.
I quote the great Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What goes up
must come down.
Must come down. I hate to see things skyrocket because usually it's a scam, you know, because when things skyrocket, it means institutions are taking more and more money for the exact same thing from people. And then when the prices fall, they go, ha ha, you got hosed. It wasn't worth it.
Right. You don't want to see, you know, you never want to buy anything at the peak when things are going up.
Right. Hey, someone else got married. Oh, not married, but wow. Whatever happened to Al Sharpton? He looks like Sammy Davis Jr. now.
I think he got a gastric bypass. I don't care what
he got. He got so thin. Unhealthily
thin, I thought.
He looks perfectly healthy. Well, it makes you fear for him that he suddenly looks healthy.
Yeah. He looks like a bobblehead. He's still got a big Al Sharpton head on this tiny little body.
And he did it. One thing, I don't think he eats any meat now. I think he's a complete vegetarian.
No kidding.
Yeah, he cut out all the good fatty meats.
Well, he's dating he's 58. He's dating a 35-year-old. Is she a model? She's a stylist.
She's works in a salon in New York.
Is he dating her?
Well, she says he is. And there's plenty of pictures of them together.
Wow.
He doesn't like to talk about it that much, apparently.
I'm his girlfriend, she said, before Sharpton intervened to shepherd her away from a party. Shut up, honey.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth when I say to shut your mouth.
Let's
open your mouth when I say to open your mouth. He does look too thin, Joe.
Yeah, he compared to the way he looked and just in general, I mean, there's not an ounce of fat on that guy now.
Huh.
Maybe that's what you need to do, though, in your 50s. I'm noticing, you know, you said earlier, when you hit that, you go one of two ways.
It's up to you. I mean, some big people live, look, Merv Griffin, long time, 80s, big, jolly guy. I don't know what everyone should know what their own individual, you know, what they want to do. Plus, whatever you want to do, if it's hard for you, I have a lot of empathy because stuff is hard on people. It's stuff that's hard for me to do.
Well, Sharpton figured out he was going to die if he didn't take some drastic steps.
He wasn't that big, though.
He was.
Not that big.
Well, it's all relative. I guess he felt that big. Maybe the stylist wouldn't give him a time of day till he dropped the weight.
No. She was a backup singer for James Brown. They met then, that was his wife. He was married for 24 years. They grew apart. And then he,
found himself.
And he found himself this hot. Bad. I'll bet the ex-wife hates that.
35 isn't like 35 doesn't.
35 to 58.
It doesn't bristle me the way that it does when someone's like 22. Because a 58-year-old man who's had experiences could still have stuff in common with a 35-year-old woman who obviously has her own.
Remember when his kids were little and she was their nanny? You remember?
No.
How much fun.
But you know
what?
Jody's right, because I know a bunch of unconventional relationship people.
Yeah.
And it really depends on the couple.
I mean, look, she has her own career. She's lived a little bit. She's not just fresh out of her parents' house, you know, the way that you kind of bristle when a 60-year-old man's dating a 22-year-old woman. And you think, what do they even have to talk about? They have nothing in common.
I guess I'm reading into the picture. Of the look on her face.
What's the look on her face?
The clothes she's wearing, the massive cleavage, the way she's, I don't know. What would you read?
Oh, she's attractive, for sure.
But what's she saying in that
picture?
She's
saying, I just did it with Al Sharpton 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying.
And you look at the look on the ex-wife's face and you see, you know, she doesn't look happy. Now, I'm sure they took a picture.
By the way, the ex-wife is hot.
Yeah, she's an attractive lady. That's the part is after 24 years of being Mrs. Sharpton and, you know, taking care of things while he's off being Al Sharpton, it feels a little like she was kind of put out to pasture. I think that happens a lot.
Here's a funny Al Sharpton dodge. You know, he's a liberal, and a bunch of people reach out to him. They want his endorsement. So Elliot Spitzer... who is, you know, the guy who hired a prostitute, who was the governor, who was the attorney general, is now trying to become the comptroller so he can get back in the limelight, back in politics. So he reached out to Al Sharpton and said, hey, bro, can I get an endorsement or something? Probably not those.
I hope
exactly.
you didn't say it like that. No, probably not.
And Al Sharpton said, I have not made an endorsement here. I told him I was in the middle of the Trayvon Martin thing. I should use that as, honey, can you move this plant for me? I'm in the middle of the Trayvon Martin
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, this is bad.
It's an important time.
Parents are talking this morning. You
There's
know?
A chess game standoff.
What is the latest in the Trayvon Martin case? Bruce Springsteen spoke out yesterday calling for justice.
He was, I think he's touring in Europe, and he dedicated a song to Trayvon Martin, said the laws needs to be looked at, if not completely wiped clean, that the stand your ground laws lead to more, you know, violence than it is to the more to safety. Play yeah. a song called 41
I mean,
Shots.
Has it led to unnecessary violence in cases other than this one?
I don't know enough to.
Yeah, and I don't either, to be fair, but yeah. I know that I've read about people's homes being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And those people saving the state the cost of a trial because they did what they were legally allowed to do, which is defend their own property.
Well,
and most of the time when that happens, we all are just fine with that.
That's the castle doctrine. That's yes. what we have here.
Your the castle doctrine. Somebody comes, I like that.
Someone yeah. comes into your house and you kill them, not right. your problem. Yeah.
Everybody knows when a kid goes to the store to get something to eat and doesn't come back because he gets shot, something's messed up. But everybody also knows that when two people get in an altercation and you're fearing for your life and you have a gun, you've got the right to use it. You know, it's just a terrible thing on either yeah. side. Jimmy Carter is the latest to weigh in, I guess, and he said that he supported the verdict of the jury. I mean, given the evidence.
Look at him. That's brave of Jimmy.
Yeah, that's the way he would go. And I think everybody, you know, I didn't get paid $30 a day to sit there and listen to every word that was said like those six people did, but they listened to every word and they
And you've been a juror, you know what that's like.
Yeah, they came to that verdict.
You know more about the case than anybody who might read about it in the newspaper.
I was on a jury trial for a person who assaulted another person, actually a police officer, and I had to sit there and listen, and then I would be asked to leave the room when they were going to explain things. So from that standpoint, you know, it seems like the verdict is correct, but obviously it's not a great thing when two people that weren't even going to encounter each other all of a sudden get into this encounter. It becomes violent and, you know, somebody dies. That's just what happens in our world right now. That's why we've got a guy right now that's, you know, holed up in his apartment surrounded by people with guns right here in our own area. Started as a chess game. This is a story that, you know, has developed as we've gone through the morning. You've heard our traffic person talking about it. There's two people playing chess in the middle of the night. So a guy, I guess he must have castled him or taken his pawn or something to make him mad. They didn't start out wanting to have an armed confrontation. Lo and behold, we have one.
Huh.
Now, if there were no guns, there would be no armed confrontations. I guess that's simple enough to say. But there would probably also be no big trophy racks of antlers on people's walls.
And I don't want to live in a world without trophy racks.
I like a big rack yeah. on the wall here and there.
So does Al Sharpton. Look at that.
So does Al Sharpton.
Sorry.
What? okay. Yeah. See why I don't watch cable news.
There's no real answers. There's only
the Monopoly game at McDonald's is hugely popular. Lots of people go to McDonald's for this. And it's fun, let's face it. But they've actually analyzed the rules, which have to be printed on the back of any lottery. And I guess McDonald's game qualifies as a lottery, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the odds of winning are this
they
much.
They have to post it.
The more hamburgers you buy, the better your odds.
So remember the $590 million Powerball jackpot that people got all excited? Pedro was sure he was going to win, and everybody went out and bought tickets. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
McDonald's has given away $1 million, not $590 million. How do you think the odds compare with the $590 million Powerball jackpot and the McDonald's $1 million? I won't make you wait. I'll tell you. You have three times more of a chance of winning the $590 million than the $1 million at McDonald's. Get ready to win a medium fry because that's mostly what they're giving away.
Yeah, it's food prizes mostly, right?
Yeah. And they want to give you something that leaves you still pretty hungry.
Need to wash that medium fry down with something.
I mean, if I remember when I used to eat at McDonald's. If I was given a medium fry, it wouldn't make me stop from also buying the large one. I love the large. I love McDonald's French fries.
Fries are delicious. Don't kid yourself.
Oh, they are. What is in them?
Crack.
And salt.
I have long suspected.
Oh, there's something about those fries. And every other place tries. And believe me, fries are like pizza. I'll eat any fry.
They've got it down. They computerized down. They know exactly how long to fry them for. They've got that big salt shaker that the guy...
What would you say if you found out they give them a snail massage and that's how they get them to taste that way? With every game piece, you have a 1 in 9 shot winning a medium fry. So you will likely win. So have fun. But if you think you're going to win the $1 million...
Well, I think they give away like trips and cars are part of the big promotion. It's an annual thing they do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Monopoly.
But for the big prizes and even the not-so-big ones, the odds go really skyrocket. If you collect Boardwalk and Park Place, you win $1 million. But the odds of even finding Boardwalk are 1 in 600 million.
This brought to you by Nissan Regional Marketing.
Like if every single person in the country played,
right,
probably still wouldn't get it.
Well, they probably flood it with Park Places and there's one Boardwalk.
To put it in perspective, your odds of winning that $590 million Power jackpot were 1 in 195 million. In other words, three times as good.
You get 1 in 2 chances of finding a pot pipe there.
And your chances of finding a pot pipe
that
at Burger King,
King.
Are much better. That's all right. He's working on it. Remember I told him he should be writing a joke?
Just write it down because that reminds me of joke.
You really don't write your jokes till later. You do them when you're working out, not here.
Yep. I work here a lot.
So and you do something in there. I don't know what it is. Pedro's really good at whatever he does. The MTV Video Music Awards have been announced, the nominees, I should say. And what do we got? Justin Timberlake, Macklemore, and Ryan Lewis leading the way with 6 nominations apiece. Bruno Mars has 4, Robin Thicke, Miley Cyrus, Pink, and 30 Seconds to Mars. Each score 3. What are the odds that 2 of the biggest musical artists would have Mars in their name? there's a new category.
Music?
No. Yeah, I know. It's called Best Song of the Summer. I like this idea. There's always a summer song, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the nominees for that yet, but they'll reveal them on August 12th. I don't know pop music well enough. Maybe Jody does. What do you think is going to be the best song of the summer?
It's a great question. I think it'll be maybe something off of Timberlake's record that we haven't heard yet. Whatever it is.
Was Call Me Maybe last year's song of summer, right? Was it last year?
Do they have a AARP, best old guy?
Still making music?
I'm looking and there's no old rockers here. A lot of them released records. They should give...
Well, but do they release videos?
They should call it Nice Try, Old Man.
Yeah, MTV is a popularity contest. Yeah. It could be something off the Daft Punk record, too.
All right. On tomorrow's show, Joe's Fishing Report at 9 o'clock. And Joe promises lots of fun, entertaining fishing facts.
Yes, and probably fish this time, too. Bill Herzog's out there right now looking for fish.
And he'll tell you where they are. Apple Jam will perform live for Beatles Week because that's the day Paul McCartney is going to play at Safeco.
And I can tell you about what it was like to drive the Tesla Model S.
Eric drove the Tesla Model S. It's by the time you add in all the features you want, it's a $100,000 car.
Wow.
So it's still early, but it is the real deal. It's the electric car you can drive for hundreds of miles, right?
Oh, you can drive it for 265 miles, and they're just putting in these supercharging stations. There's 14 of them around the country. They're putting in one today, ribbon cuttings at 10 o'clock in Burlington, here in Washington, where you can drive from Centralia.
I can drive I'll let you finish, but I can drive 265 miles, but the 14 charging stations spaced around the country over how many million square miles?
Well, they have them in regions. So they've got a bunch of them in Southern California all the way up to Northern California. So you can take it on a road trip.
You can go from one to another?
To be fair, in Burlington, there's a good coach outlet. So you could drive up there and charge. I'm sure that's why they thought to put it up there.
So what were you about to say, the local one?
Oh, I was about to say that the point is these stations will charge your car super fast and then let you go to the next charging station. So you can go from Portland all the way to Vancouver, BC by stopping at these brand new two charging stations in Washington
State. So we're pretty well equipped in the Northwest compared to lots of the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
hold on a second. Eric teased something important tomorrow. He's going to talk about how he drove a car. I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, this is not so like
people
any car.
Tomorrow, 7:35, are going to just tune in to listen to Eric driving the Tesla?
Do you have audio of you driving the Tesla?
Well,
in other words, that was it.
Wow!
It's an electric car.
This is the most important thing where teasing you driving the Tesla tomorrow.
I just think it's uber cool. I've got a lot to say about
7:35. All right. What else tomorrow? Apple Jam. Do we have any guests tomorrow? I'm looking.
Luciana is looking for two very important interviews.
Okay.
She doesn't want to say what it is, but they are very important interviews.
A listener challenges me to a debate, but I turn him down. And I'll tell you why on tomorrow's show at this time, too, in the 9 o'clock hour. Have a great day, everybody. Jody has the last word of the day.
And this morning it's brought to you by Washington Energy Services. The last word of the day is gourd.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino.
It's Jackie with a look at your Northwest weather today. We're going to see sunshine by this afternoon with a high of 76. Tonight, mostly clear, low down to 55. And then tomorrow, sunshine again with a high of 78.
This month, nine bands are competing for the 2013 Battle of the Puget Sound Bands. With over $17,000 up for grabs, they need your vote. Check out MuckleshootCasino.com for showtimes. Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
This station is participating in a multi-market nationwide group contest where every weekday up to 10 lucky winners and 5 each weekend day will win a trip for 2 to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas on September 20th and 21st. Airfare and hotel included. For your chance to win, listen here weekdays from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and weekends 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through September 15, 2013 for the code word to be announced. Then text it to 36500 during the 15-minute entry period. One winner will be randomly selected each play time. To play for free online and or for complete official rules, go to iHeartRadio.com/Vegas. Message and data rates may apply. Check your carrier for details. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. who are 18 years of age or older at time of entry. The odds of winning vary due to the number of qualified entries received. Void where prohibited or restricted by law. Employees and immediate family members of Clear Channel and contest sponsors or their subsidiaries and affiliates are not eligible to participate. Approximate individual prize value, $3,300. Prize value varies depending on departure, location, and time of travel. Prizes provided by iHeartRadio. Individual station participation times may vary. Check rules for local playtimes and opportunities. Additional rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to keep your car safe from damage? Set your brake, hide your valuables, change your blades.
Get your wiper blades here.
Get a wax.
Get your wax job here.
Turn into a skid. Don't park where it's dark.
Easy money.
Check your tire tread. And of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the better you can plan for the road ahead.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Coverage not available in all states.
Frampton's Guitar Circus, featuring Peter Frampton. Grammy winner Peter Frampton. And multi-platinum guitarist Kenny Wayne Shepherd. July 28th, 7 p.m., the Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at Tulalip Resort Rewards Club and Ticketmaster. Peter Frampton and Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Hey, welcome to Nissan. It's our bottom line sales event.
Seriously?
Yep, the model year end, and they're going fast.
What about that Altima?
Oh, it's all new, and it's all his.
Thank you.
He loved the 38 mpg highway.
And that Rogue?
Good choice. Bye-bye now. She was amazed by the available around view monitor. Makes parking a snap.
Yes. What's going on over there?
Oh, he just got the bottom line on the new Pathfinder. Loved the intuitive four-wheel drive.
All right, so what's my bottom line?
Oh, they're all gone.
What?
Just kidding, we've got more.
It's Nissan's bottom line sales event. Choose 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on Altima, or choose the versatile Rogue and save up to $5,300. Shop ChooseNissan.com or your local Nissan store. Hurry, offers end soon. For well-qualified customers, $1,667 per month per 1,000 borrowed on Altima. $5,300 consists of 1,000 Nissan cash, 500 NMAC, 1,500 package savings, 2,300 equipment allowance. Finance through NMAC. 2013 EPA fuel economy estimate 38 mpg highway for Altima 2.5S. ABM is a parking aid. Check surroundings for safety. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 8513.
Everybody who wants a strong economy, raise your hand. Everybody who wants a green, sustainable environment, raise your hand. The good news is, we can have both. We are the private forest landowners of Washington, an industry that supports 125,000 family-wage jobs across the state. But we're also stewards of the environment. Our working forests meet or exceed the toughest environmental standards in the country. Through the Forests and Fish Law, we maintain cool, clean water and a healthy home for fish in 60,000 miles of streams that run through our forest lands. We also plant 3 trees for every 1 we harvest, ensuring a renewable resource year after year and generation after generation. The economy and the environment, jobs and sustainability. Washington's working forests are working for all of us. Learn more at forestsandfish.com. Oh, and you can put your hand down now.
Engines push to temperatures exceeding 200 degrees. Test tracks that average 120 degrees. And rubber that really burns. You think it's hot outside? You should see what every Mercedes-Benz C-Class sports sedan goes through to be one of the best-engineered automobiles. And there's no hotter time to get one than right now at the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Get the boldly designed C300 4MATIC sports sedan, a 2013 IIHS top safety pick, and NHTSA 5-star overall safety vehicle for just $369 a month for 27 months with $4,063 due at signing. But hurry, this event ends July 31st.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2013. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
Hey, you with the chronic back pain. Do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me. Ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine, annoyingly stiff, or awfully stubborn. Whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com, then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
All across America, business owners like Ed Frym at the Versatility Toolworks are discovering the Chase Platinum business experience and discovering that it's business, just not as usual.
Both my brother and I grew up in the machine shop. Our dad taught us his way of doing things, and that's sort of what molded and shaped us for what we are today. Initially, when we looked at Chase, one of the things that struck me was their strategy and some of their culture is very similar to ours. And really, it all comes down to top-notch technology with tremendous customer service. The Chase Platinum business experience has been amazing. They're able to provide all the resources that a world-class bank provides, but the relationship is more like a small bank, responsive and accessible to us.
With Chase Platinum Business, you get the guidance you need from a dedicated banker and no-fee electronic deposits, so you can grow your business and your bottom line. Watch Ed's story and find out how Chase Platinum Business can help your business in Seattle at chase.com/platinumbusiness. Chase, so you can.
Chase Platinum Business Checking requires a minimum combined average balance of $100,000 in qualifying accounts, otherwise a $95 monthly fee. Other fees may apply. Talk to a banker for details. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Elton John, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Stripes movement to support our event. Over the next 2 years, over 1 million veterans are returning home. We all dream of. There are thousands of well-trained vets looking for jobs. Go to iHeartRadio's showyourstripes.org and share your story. Spending all our time trying to get back home
again. The Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We've got a few things going on right now. Northbound 405 just before 520. That accident has been cleared, although we do have an incident on 520 westbound near 405, an accident in the Gore Point there. So it's a little distracting for drivers. The ramps from either direction of I-90 to Bellevue Way are closed right now, except for access to the park and ride lot that's just off of the ramp there. Police have Bellevue Way closed at 108th for that police standoff that's been going on since about 2 o'clock this morning.
This traffic report is brought to you by
by Discount Tires.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. There's no need to shop around. We'll beat any price, period. And right now, get a $70 Visa prepaid card when you buy any set of four Michelin tires. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no-repeat workday, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and...